Something was broken somewhere. You see that woman that is a nag, that man that is responsible? Every person had a melting point, and that melting point determines who they have ultimately become. She's nagging. And there are several women like that too. Just like there are several other men like in some ways, okay? So you do that, and after that, you have to be able to compare their personalities. Why is this person nagging? What is making the person nag? Okay? So you could ask questions like, does your husband listen to you and really hears you out? He said, no, I don't feel he listens to me. I don't feel he has ever heard me. But he complains all the time. Whenever I'm talking, he does not pay attention. And so she's already made up her mind that the husband will not. And so she keeps nagging with the mindset of wanting to force him to hear what he's saying. But he doesn't also know that that men cannot handle that because they are not wired to handle this nagging attitude. So you need to be able to come to the place where at the end of the day, help is sought for you to address the brokenness, to address the mindset, to address the worldviews, to address, you know, ideologies that may have, to also look at beliefs and most importantly, values. Because a woman who has exasperated the husband may not have been able to come to a place of really actualizing what her values are. You know, values are intrinsic, what you place your intrinsic worth on, the things that you consider important. And so I would say the man should do, it's good to separate. I would say if you want to move on, separate and then seek help for yourself. And then there should be an independent help that the woman is also exposed to. If they are taken through proper help therapy, you'll be shocked that those people could have the most excellent marriage thereafter. Because for lack of knowledge, people perish. But when knowledge hits you, you now realize who you are married to.
Do you believe that any two, you know, the couple can make a marriage work?
Excellently well, sir.
Okay, good. Well, if you do, then that means that that sort of negates my question. Because what I was going to ask is, if two people get together, maybe their values don't match, they don't really understand each other, but they've already gotten married. Should they make it work, or they can separate and, you know, learn themselves, learn about each other and, you know, do the whole thing again? Some people just feel like they've made the wrong choice.
Absolutely. It is very common to hear this.
Okay. And you don't believe in that?
I don't believe in it because I know that there is knowledge has advanced to the place that even when you made a wrong choice, there's no wrong person. Could be a wrong choice, and the wrong choice is founded on ignorance and some things you were not exposed to. So there are things that you can be exposed to that brings order back to your life and then make you understand and better handle your marriage. I say that because I've seen where people separate and they were irreconcilable differences. And then they sit in front of me, okay?
Yeah.
And independently, I take them through a few things. And they say, I understand, my God, why my husband or my wife was acting that way. Now I understand myself. Now it's like the veil is lifted. No matter how much we think we know, there is a place of knowing that every veil that contributed to challenges is completely taken off. And you see things for how they truly are. And then you come to a place of healing.
I mean, I can't challenge that. This is 25 years of counseling and life coaching and 33 plus years of staying married. So I can't really challenge that. I haven't even done 10 years yet. But I'm just telling you what I hear. A lot of young people, you know, go through.
Because most of the time, there are plenty of coaches and counselors on the internet.
Okay.
There's a lot of advice, marital advice on the internet. Some doesn't work. Let me tell you something. The working of my marriage and yours is not supposed to be the same. What works for me may not work for you, okay? How I manage my marriage must not ultimately be the way you do yours. And so when we make it a blanket thing, that the way the other person runs is the way I should run, it becomes a problem. So any marriage can work, except you're married to demons, to a demon, maybe. But I don't think demons...
So the copy and paste mechanism doesn't work. You can't copy somebody's model.
It destroys.
Right.
Because there's a home that joint account can work. There's another home that joint account may never work.
So that leads me on to my next question, Mama Kathy. Is it possible to be one in spirit, but then have two separate bank accounts?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But having two separate bank accounts requires that we know exactly what we are doing financially as a home. That we may have different bank accounts, but the family income is one. How does that happen? That's the next question.
Yeah.
That's good. So I have my account, you have your account. We have a common purse we send percentages to. We have, you know, things that we want to go into, investment and all of that. We have probably children's education fund and all of that. So we run independently. We know exactly where the family is headed when it comes to financial obligations. And we sit down and say, okay, I'll bring 50% of my this thing into this account. I'll bring 20% into this account. This is how this account is going to be managed. This is how this account is going to be managed. This is how this account is going to be managed. And then this percentage is left for personal allowance.
Mama Kathy, they said, and this is from my experience of doing this podcast before, they said, if I have to bring 1%, 2%, 3% into the, you know, family pot, then you have to share breastfeeding with me, cooking with me, bathing the children with me, home chores essentially with me as well.
That is why I said what I said earlier on. I don't know. So let me remind you.
Yeah.
Did you hear me say redefine contribution?
Yes.
Okay. Redefine contribution.
Yes.
Because we bring the different percentages we agree doesn't mean that you are left off the hook. But I don't think that the reason why... Okay, yes, I know. I've heard what you've just said. I bring 50. So you take care of kitchen, you take care of children, you take care of this, you take... All that now boils down to shared vision.
If you contribute 50% of your salary to the family, and I do 50%, should I also help you in bathing the children, cooking?
That's a joint responsibility. Helping out in the family is not helping your wife.
Right.
No, it's not helping your wife. It's helping, it's creating a certain imagery in the heads of your children that it's a joint effort. Parenting is joint. I'm not saying yes, it must be like this. No, but I believe that men should also support their women, their home affairs.
Okay, so in your view, what does a man supporting a woman mean?
In my view will be different from yours.
Yes.
Supporting each other in marriage depends on the areas of need. Where we sit down. There are 5 love languages. There are people that their love language is, okay, I come back from work. Both of us are working. For those who are working, both partners are working. You come back from work. There's children from work. There is cooking. There is cleaning. There is all this. You can't come back just because you are a man. I don't believe in that because leadership is service. Okay, so you're now shut down. You are not helping out in any way. You are not, the woman will be overstressed. And that's where most problems come from. So supporting is sitting down, not imposing on the husband. That point must be noted, must be clear. I don't subscribe to women who rule over their husbands, impose their will over. Sit down and let them know, this is weighing me down. Please, can you help me do this? And when the man agrees, mostly in the African context, but you know, when we go to Europe and the West, most of these things we battle, over in Africa, we don't there. Because they are no helpers. So men, husbands support their wives in making sure that they take care of the needs in the home. Am I correct?
You are 1,000% right.
Good. So it's only when we come to Africa. Let me shock you. Somebody made a call to me one day and said, Mama Kathy, is it right for a husband to help the wife out? I say, quite all right, yeah. He said, is it right for a husband to help the wife? Is da 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 da? I say, yes. And he said, since I married, my husband has never lifted a finger to help in any way. I am pregnant with my fourth child. I do everything. He has never helped. So I felt she was going to set me up. So I asked, is your husband there? I heard the man say, I'm here. I said, hey, God help me with whatever I'm going to say now. So the man says, in my family, men are kings. They don't lift a finger. So he said, I've told her, if she's sick, she should leave the clothes. When she gets well, she'll come and wash them. She says, I will cook. I'm pregnant, heavily pregnant. I cook. If a child wants anything, and I say, Daddy, sweetheart, can you help me? He said, you leave the place and come and do this. And this is these are two people on the phone with me directly. And I said, that's not, for those who are faith people, that's not also right. Because a woman washes, he cleans, he does some work, he does school run. And he says, we work in the same place. We go to work together. We return from work together. But everything He has never in the home lifted a finger. Will you subscribe to that if that were your daughter? So let's get back.
Well, but I mean, how about different scenario? In a case where the husband, you know, provides 100%, you know, house help, everything. He does all of that. And the wife doesn't have to lift a finger if she doesn't want to. But if she wants to do it, that's, you know, that's a different case.
That's a very different scenario, painting. So this is 100%. This right. is not 50-50.
Yeah. So women are happy with 100%, but not with the 50-50.
No. Every marriage is different. There are marriages that 100% will work.
Right.
There are marriages that 50-50 has to work. It depends on the marriage. Okay. But what we are saying is, because I bring 50-50 to the table doesn't mean I will rule over my husband or usurp authority of my husband. You understand me? Bringing 50-50 doesn't mean usurp his authority, because there must be a structure. A family is a place where the next generation is groomed, raised up. So I mustn't bring dysfunction into a family just by being rebellious and lawless because I bring 50 to the table. Because then I'm setting a precedence to my children that irrespective of whatever, the head is not to be respected. And it's going to leave my dispensation and generation to the next one. So a woman who brings 50-50 to the table must realize that if you have disparity, sort it out in the bedroom so that you don't create a scenario where children believe that you can just confront and insult anywhere.
Connected Minds Podcast.